So which one?
You and that toad.
Which
one?
Okay.
He's doing it too.
This is better. This is just
okay. Good morning. Today is Tuesday. The day for today is October 25th, 2016. Announcements are brought to you by Senora Barbarena's class. I am Morgan Wichman Johnson reporting.
The weather for today is sunny with a high of 83 degrees Fahrenheit. The menu for lunch today is nacho supreme, chicken tamales. I am Fernando Costa reporting.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now the Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Please remain standing for a moment of silence. You may be seated. Remember, we can be all we can be because
we are family.
Thank you. I'm Julia Holmes reporting. Now Mr. Bisley has a few notes.
Excellent. Thank you very much. We do have a few announcements here really quickly, or at least moderately quickly, or somewhat quickly. You know, we'll do the announcements. How's that? All right. Today we're in Hats Off to Being a Genius Because You Sock It to Drugs Day here for our Red Ribbon Week. Today I've seen a lot of crazy socks out there and some really fun hats and some jeans there as well. So good fun day. And if you see Mr. Bigley, I actually am wearing not crazy socks, but goofy socks. So I have Goofy playing golf on my socks today. All right, tomorrow for Red Ribbon Week, Wednesday, Drugs Are a Nightmare. Follow your dreams and stay drug-free, which means that you can roll out of bed and wear your pajamas tomorrow, but please remember to brush your teeth. All right, so that's where our Red Ribbon Week. Hoodies went home yesterday and shirts. For the hoodies, if you'll please remember to write your name inside on the tag or have your parents write your name inside on the tag, because you know, there's one or two people that has a hoodie that looks just like yours. And so if you happen to take it off and leave it somewhere, there's a good chance you will never be able to find your hoodie again. So please make sure you put your name in it. Teachers, when you're checking out the iPads for the Achieve 3000 and Smarty Ants and you've returned them, please make sure you plug them back in. You do need to plug them back in because the next teacher needs to have them charged. And so if we'll just please do that courtesy, making sure we're plugging those in. Also, if you are borrowing, and I just used air quotations there, borrowing paper from another teacher in the teacher's lounge, please make sure that you return it because, well, I don't want to have to do air quotes. So please make sure you return any paper that's not in your box, and really it's preferable not to borrow other people's paper anyway. Alright, there is an opportunity coming up this Saturday. We have the Arlington Heights High School Literacy Fair. It's going to run from 9 o'clock until noon. We're looking for lots of fun to be there. I know that we have some students performing at that, as well as many booths, so we're welcoming and not welcoming, my man, I will that day, I'll welcome you, but we're inviting at this moment, inviting everyone to come out with their families to take part in the Arlington Heights High School Literacy Night, Literacy Day. And we also are looking for some teacher volunteers. Again, teacher volunteers. We have a couple spots still available for running the BHE booth. for the BHE booth, and so there is a jeans pass connected with that. So if you'll go ahead, an email was sent out, forwarded from Ms. Barbarina. There's still a couple slots still available. If you'll take a look at that and sign up. All right, birthday shout-outs.
You say it's your birthday, hooray, hooray, we're gonna sing to you today.
That's right, here's a birthday shout-out for Mr. Christopher Amos. Christopher is turning 37 years old today. Happy 37, Christopher. When your teacher says it's okie dokie to do so, come on up here to the office and pick up your birthday pencil. Just a reminder that our honorable character trait this week is attentiveness. You know, when we're paying attention and really focusing in on something, it helps us to learn, and it really, you know, opens up our minds to being more receptive to other people as well. So it's important to be attentive. And so remember, hear and increase in your learning. Our music in the morning. The feature composer this week is Jeremiah Clark, and the name of the feature composition is The Prince of Denmark's March. According to some sources, the march was written in honor of Prince George of Denmark, who was the husband of Queen Anne the Great of Great Britain. The British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, broadcast the march often during World War II, especially when programming was directed towards occupied Denmark, since the march symbolized a connection between those two countries. It is performed in Denmark during the annual celebrations of the country's liberation from German forces. Listen carefully as you listen to the marching and your hands as you pantomime, so kind of pretend in there, to clap and slap on your desk and your lap. All right, that was kind of a little rhyme there. And we want everyone to just have a terrific Tuesday. Okay.